views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We have a whole nother hour to share with you, and we're very excited about that.
Yay. I love it.
And Sky and I were having, well, actually, I was venting as she was listening about, the Jewish holidays coming up. And I was expressing that, you know, originally the original Pharaoh of the Egyptians wasn't always so mean to the Jews. One of the Pharaoh's sons who did become the Pharaoh, because, you know, when a Pharaoh dies, the son becomes the Pharaoh. But what happened was one of the
May I interrupt? Was that Tutankhamun?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Tutankhamun?
What do you mean by that?
The Pharaoh. Which Pharaoh was it? Do you know?
No.
Okay.
No. But it's at the tip of my head, tip of my tongue. Hopefully I'll remember it by the end.
You will. It's your spirit guides. They always come through me.
All righty. But what I was saying is that the Pharaoh was so grateful because one of the Jewish priests, the high priest of the Jewish people, had a vision of a big drought coming, and the Egyptians strongly believed in, I hate to use the word psychic, but visionaries. They were very big believers in that. They still are, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so he told them that there was a big drought that's going to come, that they need to store their seeds and their fruits. Otherwise, it's going to be a disaster. So the Pharaoh took heed to it, and he literally, because he took heed to the vision of one of the high priest Jewish people, he blessed them, he granted them like more freedom, like even though they were still working for the Egyptians, but it was very lax. It wasn't as hard or as it was in the last years. And so he blessed them out of gratitude of his heart, because he saved his people and all the Jewish people and everybody else, because they had all this food, because they did store all their seeds and what was necessary because of this drought. And then what happened was when his son took over, because the Jewish people were growing in numbers, but yet they were still loving people and they were still, doing the work that they were supposed to, and they were working very well in unison. Everybody was working great. And then when the Pharaoh's son took over, whatever the name was, I'm sorry for not being as literate as I should, but he got threatened because the Jewish people were growing in mass numbers, and he felt that the Jewish people were going to overtake them. So he took away a lot of their food. He made them work longer hours. He just made life much harder than what was necessary. And he was breaking down their spirit. And then that's how we came about within that movie, The Ten Commandments. We see the hard part of the Pharaoh, who was a real jerk, and, but just all fear-based. And, it's a shame that a lot of power, a lot of powerful people, are afraid that when people start to thrive, it's even in companies, that when you have people who work underneath you, that when they're doing a really good job, they feel threatened for their own job. So therefore they try to keep other people stagnant. And this is probably a bunch of people who are listening now saying, yes, yes, you're not kidding.
Right.
And because they're so afraid that the people who are underneath them are smarter or doing such a great job, that the bosses have a hard time sharing all the good, all the good compliments that their clients are giving them, or the higher bosses are giving them. So these bosses will take credit for it rather than giving it credit when credit is due. And it's a shame. It really is.
It is a shame. But you know what? You see how people haven't changed much from Pharaoh's days to these days?
Yeah.
It's amazing how human nature has
changed. It's a sense of control.
Yeah.
It's power and control, and it's all fear-based.
Yes.
And in my company, in my business, because I own another business besides doing this full-time, and I always give credit to my guys.
Yeah, that is very nice. You always do that.
Yeah. When the customer compliments us, I always let my guys know how much they're appreciated and that the customer, said, thank you for doing such a great job. I always let my clients and my assistant know, what a great job they're doing. And it keeps their spirit up and it keeps the quality of work up and everyone's working as a team, you know? And, so like I said, it's a shame when there's one or two people who's just trying to take all the credit for everything.
Yeah.
And, whenever there's a very successful person out there, whether it be a musician, an artist of any sort, or a sports person, or whatever, it takes a lot of people to make that one person very successful. It takes a team of people with support
yes.
to make somebody very successful. It's not just one person who does it on their own. It's just not like that.
You know what? Those words that you just said is the key to success, because you cannot, in a business, you cannot wear many hats. Everybody has to wear a different hat, and that is the key to success. When you start doing too much in your business, that's one, you burn out, two, you're not thinking clearly, and three, there's not enough time in the day, so your business suffers. So remember, those are very, very good words for anybody who's starting a business, who is in business and is burning out. You cannot wear everybody else's hat. Everybody has to wear a different hat. And may I say, I saw Lisa's house on Sunday, and it is magnificent. It looks brand new.
For the first time you just
saw? For the first time since you did it. It looks brand new. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
Just so everyone else understands, I power washed her daughter's house, me and my guys, and we cleaned her windows.
And it's huge,
and
I don't even know how you got up there.
And cleaned the guy, just climbing up and down tall
Holy
ladders.
Holy cow.
And so it came out really nice.
Beautiful.
And so that's what she was saying.
I didn't know her brick was that color.
Yeah, white?
<I know.
laughs> Yeah.
Oh, it looked beautiful. It looked like a brand new built house. Beautiful. Great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, darling.
Now we have somebody on the air right now.
By the name of Allie from Franklin Park.
Yes. Allie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for being so patient and waiting. We appreciate that.
What's cooking, Allie?
I want to know what you could tell me about love and the love department for me.
Did you say love?
Yes, we love you. What's your next question?
Other than that.
Allie, I feel as though like you've been in some really nasty relationships and that you have learned not to trust. But I want you to put that aside because there is someone coming for you. And I see around Christmas or right between Christmas and New Year's, like you're going to be introduced to this person through a holiday party. So if you get invited to any holiday parties, I say go.
Allie, mm-hmm. You keep on picking yourself apart too much, and you need just to appreciate your own self-worth and just have fun because you're overanalyzing, you're overthinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when people go out on the first date, they look at it like it's an interview rather than just simply enjoying your own company and enjoying the other person's company. But too many people put way too much pressure on themselves when they're out there dating.
Right.
And it shouldn't be like that. It should be just for the fun of it. So if you're not picking yourself apart or comparing yourself to other people, you're going to be fine because everyone's beautiful in their own right.
Right.
You know, it's like a forest. You know, you have some trees that are extremely tall and magnificent, and you have other little bushes or other little plants, but it's all a part of this beautiful forest. So just appreciate the beauty within yourself as a person and just share that. And if everybody else or somebody else can't appreciate you for who you are, it's not that there's anything wrong with you. It's just maybe you're not for them or vice versa. But it doesn't make anybody wrong or right. It's just the chemistries don't mix. But stop beating yourself up or trying too hard. That's one of the issues.
You know something too, Allie? I'm feeling that I can actually see you like sitting in a chair or daydreaming and putting in your mind the perfect person for you. Well, he's got to have this, or he's got to have that, and he should have this, and he should have that. And then you say, ah, that's never going to happen. I'm going to have to settle. Well, guess what? You're not going to have to settle. You keep putting those affirmations out there for the perfect person for you, and that person will come. But I feel as though you feel it's only a dream, and it's only a wish, and it's just not going to materialize, and that you're going to have to settle.
Don't see it out of your reach, is
right.
What she's saying.
Don't see. It is in your reach.
It's within your reach.
It definitely is within your reach. And I need you to pray on that. Seriously, pray on it. Because a lot of things have come from prayer. And also, there's nothing better in this world and more powerful than the power of prayer. And that doesn't mean you have to open a book and say somebody else's words.
You want to know something? Allie is a very smart person. And I have a feeling what turns her on is somebody who's more intellect, somebody who has a brain and not just a duh, or just, it's not just being a nice guy that would turn her on. I feel like it's somebody who is very, you know, well-rounded or very worldly, but just somebody more of the intellect. I feel that's what would turn her on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I was trying to say though is ask for that. Ask for exactly what you want and you'll receive it.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
But you know what? I see this man wearing glasses, and I see him in a college setting. So I don't know if you go to college.
No, I'm way past that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This guy could possibly be a professor, because I do see him a little bit older, but I also see him wearing glasses.
All right, we got to go to our commercial break. And I just want you to know, ended on this one, there's something connected with him in Indiana. So I just want you to know that. Either he works in Indiana or he comes from Indiana. And it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, dear.
So, all right, everybody. Well, listen, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
What a beautiful song.
Jackie DeShannon.
I love those oldie songs.
So do I.
That is so cool.
Very cool. Okay, we have a Jackie.
Do we have a Jackie?
Yes, we have a Jackie.
No. I was just telling you that to sing the song. Jackie DeShannon.
Jackie DeShannon.
Oh gosh.
Hey, you want to know something? Hey, wait. You want to know something? We don't have to keep on talking.
Finish that song, Brian.
Yeah.
That's a great
Can you play
song.
That song again? Start from scratch and play the whole song.
Certainly.
Play that
Thank
song
you.
For our audience.
You ready?
I think they would appreciate that.
Here we go.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. Oh, the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait. See?
was phenomenal. Thank you, Brian, for continuing with that song. That really has a beautiful meaning. And even though it's an oldie, it's a goodie.
Oh, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
And unfortunately, it still means something today. I mean, a lot of people forget to put that love and extend that hand. It's something to someone who you may think is insignificant, but it's so important to extend that hand to the least significant for your heart and your soul.
You know, my wife was nice enough to text me the answer, you know, because my phone is separate. It's being powered right now. And Pithom, I think that's what it said. Pithom was the pharaoh who was the nice guy, and Ramses was the jackass who was very mean to everybody. So,
thanks, Chair.
Thanks, honey. So tradition is very important with all religions. You know, it helps keep people, you know, intact. But at the same token, I also have this problem where, you know, you have to suffer or have consequences from what your people did from many years ago. And I don't believe in that. And I believe that, you know, you do have the Seder, like, you know, for Rosh Hashanah, you have a Seder.
I love the Seder.
Yeah, or the Seder is actually for Passover.
Right.
But, you know, there's special meals and stuff to represent tradition, to represent history and to hold history. And it's very important, I think, that people understand their heritage and their background, and not just about religion, but also about family. And, you know, Charity just took a bunch of her spit. And there's a company that could literally take your spit seriously, and they track back into history as far as where you actually came from.
The DNA. You know what that is? That is National Geographic has a big thing on that now. They send you a kit and you scrape the tissue lining of your cheek. And
you spit. No, you literally use your saliva.
I believe you.
And so, they test your saliva so that you could see exactly what your family heritage was and exactly where you came from. And it's not just because if you think you're just Italian or just Polish or whatever, it goes back and back and back.
Wow.
And
who am I? I'm an Indian.
Yeah, you're an Indian.
Where do I come from?
Yeah.
America.
That's right.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
so I think it's very important to know your background, your heritage, because it gives you a more of an understanding of who you are.
Oh, absolutely.
And
don't you really know? I don't know. Inside of my soul, I kind of know exactly who I am.
Well, that's you. That's not most people.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't know who they are or what happens if their father left at an early age or they were adopted or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I was actually pretty excited when Charity told me. I go, you know, what are you doing? And she told me about it. I thought that was super interesting.
Yeah, that is super interesting.
You know, when you go to family reunions and then you go, this was your father's brother's favorite aunt.
On your cousin once removed side.
Right. And they used to, you know, deliver news papers for a living, and then on the side they sold jewelry, you know. But it's interesting that when you go to these family reunions,
you find out about your DNA,
your history and everything. So yeah, I think that's great. So whoever came up with the idea of your roots, I think, you know, bravo to them.
Yes,
I think
bravo.
That's wonderful.
That is wonderful.
But as I was getting back, I was talking about tradition. And you know, if you watch Fiddler on the Roof, that was a great movie.
Wasn't it?
And
oh
Yentl,
yeah,
you
right.
Know, you gotta love all those old time movies.
Yentl, oh my God.
Papa, can you hear me?
Right. I don't know how she got away with being a boy for that long.
Yeah, I know.
On her wedding night too.
Wow.
Oh boy, that was a toughie.
Yeah. No kidding.
Right?
I have to see that movie again. I forgot the detail. I remember the gist of it.
If you have time after the show, we'll go back to my house because I have it on tape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Love it.
Sounds like it's very
appropriate for this time of year for the Jewish people.
Uh-huh.
The Jewish people. Do you believe
the Jewish
My tongue got caught.
You know, it's funny. Bob Moore, he's one of the television hosts, Bob Moore.
Yes.
And, you know, somebody was asking him, you know, so how religious are you? Because, you know, he's saying he's Jewish. He goes, are you very religious? He goes, He goes, I'm Jewish. You know?
Ish.
Ish. Those are the Reformed Jews.
That's so funny.
No, but it is, you know what? I do appreciate tradition, and I do appreciate that people keep the heritage, and not just of my religion, but of everybody else. But I also believe, like, you should not have to keep on living without
rehashing the bad crap.
Right. And, you know, you talk about it the night of, or you go to church or you go to temple and you learn about it. And you
pray for them, how right. much they suffered and how much better you have it now.
Right. And so you pray out of gratitude, but you don't have to keep on reliving the crap over and over and over again.
Eating the same food because of the leavened bread. But that matzah can get you, boy.
Yeah.
You eat enough of that matzah, you fast up for a month.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. You know, so if you have the runs, everybody, I'm telling
have
you,
matzahs.
Have matzahs. Let them eat matzahs.
Right. As everybody probably figured out, my husband is Jewish. He is Jewish and Italian, my husband.
Wow.
Yes. And his mother was Italian, actually, but she was an amazing woman. She learned everything there was to learn about the Jewish faith and holidays, and she observed everything. My husband had a bar mitzvah, and when I came into the family, I mean,
they said, "Oy vey,
a shiksa." Yeah, and my husband, you know, and she in turn taught me so that we could keep up a tradition. And it's been nice. It's been nice for my children to learn both Christianity and Judaism, because I believe that they are hand in hand.
I have to tell you, we have to go to a break now, but as soon as we come back to a break, I got to tell you a funny story. I'm going to tell the audience a funny story that happened to me when I was asking my helpers about what their religion they were, because they're Mexicans. And when I first met them 25 years ago, it's a very funny story.
Right.
So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
End homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Yeah. back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we love you guys, and we're hoping that you're loving our music today, because we're loving it.
We are loving it. We're going to start having more of this cool music around. So
yeah.
What about the 50s? I just went to a 50s show. Oh, I didn't even mention before.
No, you did. Saturday?
Yeah, but I didn't tell the audience.
Oh, okay.
I didn't tell the audience that I went to an all-out 50s convention show last weekend, and it was acres and acres of lots of classic cars, and one car was more beautiful than the other, and they had all different kinds of doo-wop bands around the land, and they were performing, and food and drinks, and it happens every Labor Day in Persephone, and it's at the Hilton in Persephone, and it was just amazing. I had so much fun, and you literally felt like you were in the 50s, and all the cars would take turns. There was about close to 1,000 cars.
Wow.
At the show, and they would take turns cruising the parking lot.
Oh,
really
fun.
Slow.
So everyone,
so you get to see them moving in action, and you know, and everyone's always, you know, willing to talk about their cars and how much it's worth and how long it took them, blah 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 blah. Now I can't appreciate the mechanics because I'm not a mechanic, but the beauty, the aftermath,
amazing.
It's amazing. Like for me, that's the same way with cooking. I can't get into cooking at all. Zero zilch.
But you're
only
greener.
Only the fish. Only the finished product. That's all I care about. I'm not into the cooking and all the little spices and doing it. You know, it takes 2 hours to make and about 30 seconds to eat it. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm into the 30 second part.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not a big cooker either. I don't really like it. I don't like cooking.
No, really?
No, I really don't like cooking.
Oh, okay.
I'm so cooked out.
After
43 years of being married, I'm so cooked out.
Yeah.
You know what I like to cook? Hello? Chinese restaurant?
Okay,
let me place my order.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, God bless everybody who loves to cook and bake. And I appreciate you because it fulfills my tummy and my sister-in-laws who are dynamite cooks.
God bless them.
And Tammy's actually a good cook when I'm home. I'm not home a lot, but when she cooks, she's a good cook. I appreciate her cooking.
That is nice.
I appreciated my mom's cooking and, you know, but I never put pressure on anybody. Like, you know, when I, you know, cause I've been married, you know, before this relationship that I have with Charity, but even in my previous relationship, I never put pressure on whoever I was with to have to cook for me.
What a nice guy.
No, because you know what? I grew up because my father was such a demanding jackass that I couldn't stand him. And he always put pressure on my mom. So not only did she clean the house and take care of us and work full time, but also expected to...
She worked full time for herself.
And then, you know, when I was 6 or 7 years old, when I started going to school, she was working full time.
Wow.
And so she did a lot. And so my dad always put demand on her. So with me, it's like, hey, listen, if you feel like cooking, great. If not, we'll go out to eat. No big deal.
Yeah.
I never felt like anybody had to cater to me. But when they did, I just appreciated it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, actually, Charity's much harder on herself, but she's a better cook than what she gives herself credit for, because she's, oh, it's too this, it's too that, it's too overcooked, it's not. And to me, it's like, no, it tastes good. I didn't cook it. Hey, it tastes good to me, you know.
As long as
it was just right in front of my face. I'm hungry. It's perfect, darling. It's a good chemistry, you know.
Hey, listen, we have a caller from Indiana named Liz that's been waiting very patiently. Liz, you there?
Yeah.
How are you, sweetheart? What's going on?
Hi, I'm okay. I'm having a problem with transportation.
You have to speak up.
Yeah, just a little bit, sweetie. We can't hear you.
Okay. So I'm having a bit of trouble with my car. My transmission went out, but I'm also having another issue because my car is in Chapter 13, and what they want me to get, I'm not really happy about. And I'm just wondering, is there another, option of just waiting?
Of course there is. There's always options for you. And that's not even said psychically. I mean, you know, you don't have to settle for anything that you don't want. And in fact, I feel now, this is psychically, if you do settle, you will never be happy. And eventually you will get what you want. But in the interim, you're going to probably have to settle. But I will tell you this, you're not going to be happy. You will have to settle. However, you will strive to get yourself exactly what you want. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I also want to tell you not to worry so much about your finances.
Okay.
I think that things are going to level out. Are you looking for another job? Or are you looking for a job?
I'm looking for a job, yeah.
Okay. I think that a job is coming for you. Don't be so hard on yourself. Okay? But on the other hand, be a little bit more proactive and sending your resumes out or actually going and looking for a job.
Okay.
All right? Don't become complacent. Get out there, because once the winter sets in, it's going to be a lot more difficult, especially where you live. The weather's going to be nasty, and I feel as though the economy is not going to be really that good.
Okay.
I feel like that there's also somebody who you know that is either going to give you a car or give you a lender of a car. And but just put it out there as far as, you know, your circumstances. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And I feel like there will be somebody who's going to be very generous to you. And literally ask the angels for favoring you and for assisting you during this process. For some reason, I keep on seeing you working around an industry of food. I don't know if this is a restaurant or if this is at a supermarket. You know, and it's not necessarily, it could also be as a secretary working
a plant
for,
of some sort.
Yeah, but I'm seeing something around food in regards to your job.
Okay.
How's your love life doing?
It's there. I mean.
Okay. I don't feel like there's any great shakes working in that department. That's why I asked you. I think you're being a little bit complacent about that, too. You're just settling. I just feel a disconnect between you and great passion. You know, and it's, it seems to be in many aspects of your life. Your love life, your financial life, your settling, your kind of like going through the motions.
All right, don't put her in depression.
I'm not. I don't
She's
mean it that
her,
way.
She's putting her into depression.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So let's reverse this.
No, but I just want to know if I'm on the right track for her.
Of course you are.
I can help
you are.
Out.
For sure. All right, so what I'm going to say to you is start doing things that's proactive, things that you always would love to do, whether it be reaching out to other friends, reaching out to family, people who you haven't spoken to in a while that you really appreciate. You need to be around positive energy, going to the park, you know, start going places and doing things and get yourself out of this norm. You're like in a rut. You're very complacent and you need to break yourself out of it. Otherwise, you're going to stay remaining stuck. Even if it's going to Barnes & Noble or going to a bookstore where you could, you know, just appreciate the fact that you could just go someplace and read books. But I feel like when you step out of your element, you're going to be, you know, a much happier camper, and that, you know, you're changing the energy around you, and you're going to see that things are going to start going your way.
I didn't mean to, like, you know, I really didn't mean, Liz, to
depress the living hell out of her
you or anything, but I just wanted you to know that I felt that coming from you. And I also wanted to tell you how to get out of it, but Artie did that very well.
Yeah.
I need you to be around other people. You need to start making new friends.
Change your mojo.
Okay.
Change your mojo and just stop doing the same old, same old. And I always tell people, if you want to be a more confident, happier person, then start doing things that are outside of your comfort zone. Because when you start impressing your own self that you're starting to reach out to other people and you're starting to do other things, you're going to see the rest of your life starting to unfold and manifest.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah,
well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, everybody. Hey, Sky, what is your phone number if somebody wants a wonderful reading from
you? If anybody would like a reading with me, Sky, my number is 908-500-1474, and we could do it through Skype or the telephone or in person, whatever you wish. And you, Artie?
And I just want you to know, Sky is amazingly accurate. When she's zoned into individuals, I mean, the details that I've heard and seen Sky do is just absolutely amazing. So I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed. If you want a reading from myself, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and Artie, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everybody, to the last segment of Angels and Answers. So, guys, get out your pens because I'm going to give you the number to the studio so you can give us a call.
There's only one person. It's only one person that we could reach.
Come on. 800-930-2819.
Bingo.
Get in your free reading right now.
While it's hot.
Yeah, baby. But
you want to know something until then.
Oh, wait.
What?
Excuse me. I wanted to just say one thing. I wanted to acknowledge all the families that were impacted by 9/11, because tomorrow is 9/11, and our deepest sympathies and our love and our admiration goes out to you, along with our prayers and our good affirmations for your lives to be as normal as they can possibly be through the chaos and the destruction and the horror that you've suffered because of 9/11. And we are thinking about you, Artie and I, and we are extending our love and prayers to all of you, because your loved ones made the ultimate sacrifice for all of us, and we appreciate you.
You want to know something?
Yes, I do.
And I know the government doesn't want to hear us say this.
Oh, I know. I know.
It was so planned.
Oh, I know.
In advance, all the politics.
Yes.
They knew.
I knew it.
And all the Hasidics.
Yeah.
All the Hasidics who own the jewelry stores at the bottom of the, they were all not there.
That's correct.
That day.
That's
all the Hasidics knew what was going to happen.
Now, how come they knew?
And they knew, and they were out, and not one, and they didn't even show up to school that day. They didn't even show up to the trade centers that day.
That's right. Do you know that Terry and Linda Jameson, who are the psychic twins, I think they're amazing they're amazing women, and they predicted this 2 years in advance. And do you know, as 9/11 came closer, they kept predicting it all over the newspapers and all over the radio. And do you know that the CIA and the FBI got in touch with them and told them if they don't stop this, that they were going to be in serious trouble? Do you believe that?
Yeah.
So what does that tell you, folks?
And that while we were being attacked at the trade centers, President Bush.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
President Bush, if you want to call him a president, President Bush was reading to the children, all right, in a school, and the CIA whispered in his ear that we're being attacked. And rather than stopping what he was doing, he continued to keep on reading to the children in school while we were being attacked. And that's what our leader did.
Wait, he did something worse.
Right.
While that attack was happening, he gave a signal to the CIA to go get Bin Laden's family, who was in New York City at the time, and get them to safety. Okay, so he knew that Bin Laden was going to be fingered for this, and he got his family out in the nick of time. And you know what? We have Erin from Wesley, Rhode Island. Oh, your favorite place.
I love Rhode Island.
Let's get her done, and we have Sharon too, so let's get them done, because
really
we're really pressed
for
time.
Short for time. Go ahead.
Erin, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
Absolutely marvelous. What can we do you for? We have about a minute or so.
Well, I guess I'll ask about health. I have a health issue, slight one, I guess. I don't really know, because I don't go to regular doctors, but I am trying an alternative. And I just wondered if that is working for me. Is that okay?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, I think you should go to a regular doctor and use the holistic doctors for backup if you're not satisfied with medications. However, I do see something. I'm not sure if it's the blood or you. I think it's
the blood.
I think it is the blood.
It's the fluids within your blood.
Yes.
It's something about the fluids within the blood or your blood cells. Because I keep on seeing drip, drip.
So did I.
Something within the blood.
And I saw red.
Yeah.
Red dripping.
That's exactly what I saw.
And that's why I say it's something in your blood. I want you to go immediately and go have a barrage of blood tests done. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to start to, be back to being healthy again, and your energy is going to come back.
Your tiredness is going to go away.
You need a little more extra assistance than what you're doing. And I'm not saying to stop doing what you're doing, but you definitely need the assistance of the medical world.
Right. First of all, the only reason we say that too is because the medical industry can single it out. Once you have singled out your problem and isolated it, then if you want to continue with the doctor and go holistically, that's fine. But please go to see a regular doctor first.
Yeah, at least identify exactly what it is, and then you could determine, use other ways as far as, to correct the situation.
Right.
Okay?
That makes sense. Yes. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
God
it was a
bless
pleasure.
You.
And I love Westerly.
Okay. I do too.
And I also want to thank the Winnipeg Inn for being the best hotel in Westerly also. They're awesome. I love those people.
Thanks for calling, Erin. And we do have Sharon.
Thanks.
Sharon, are you there from Connecticut?
Hi there. I'm a 5-minute walk from Westerly from my house. So there.
Hey.
I love the accent.
You're a stone throw away, huh?
I am. Listen, I called you guys this winter with the same question. I got cut off. I had a picture, you know, that famous picture of baby Jesus with a halo around him. He's like, I don't know, maybe a year and a half or something, beautiful cherub face. And I was meditating on him, meditating in the evening. And then all of a sudden, like all these other faces started coming through, like changing. It wasn't Jesus anymore. It was many other people. And
wow.
It wasn't scary, but it wasn't warm and fuzzy either.
Was
it frightening for you?
I wasn't freaked out, but it wasn't real warm and fuzzy.
So in other words, they were showing you evil faces?
I don't know if I would really call them evil, but...
You know something, we would have to meditate on that because we're pressed for time because we are towards the end. I don't mean to cut you off again, but...
No, I got you.
But as far as...
I'm going to tell you something.
What was your experience?
Were you frightened at all, or were you a little shocked?
It was eerie. I wasn't really frightened, but I was tapping into something, and I just don't like what was the message.
Okay, this is what I'm telling you to do. Don't stop praying, but if ever a time comes when you're praying to Jesus or anybody, just ask Jesus to take away any negativity surrounding you. Okay? And I promise you it'll become a positive event. And if you can't take it, he'll know it and he'll stop it altogether. That's happened to me a few times. And it never was really a bad thing, but I couldn't take much more of it. And I asked Jesus' help and he stopped the whole thing. So, and everybody was waving goodbye to me. So well, I want you to know that trust in Jesus and make sure you tell him to get you out of the situation if you're uncomfortable, or if you can take it, tell him to make sure there's no negative energy around you.
Okay. That's cool. Thank you. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Sharon. God bless you.
Okay. Have a good, God bless. Bye-bye.
I just noticed as you were talking about Jesus, since forever, till just now I had an epiphany. Whenever you see pictures of Jesus, it's either when he's a baby or when he's an adult. You never see him as a toddler. I never see him as a teenager.
That's right.
Or growing up. You never, ever, ever see pictures of him in between.
Right.
Only as the baby and then when he got hung.
33.
Like around at 33. That's it. That's all they show of him. They show nothing in between.
That's right.
Never, ever, ever.
And
it blows me away.
They never do because there was a period there when I guess he was learning or growing.
When he was just like normal?
Not normal, but he was just learning from his father, from God, what his actual purpose of life was on this planet.
Yeah, no, but I just like had this epiphany. Like there's like 0% pictures of him as a toddler or growing up or as a young teenager or anything, you know?
Well, they do say that he was a carpenter and his stepfather, Joseph, was teaching him a trade.
Oh, also that I from what I understand of a story, where his father, there was a piece of wood that was too short and he needed it longer. And so Jesus prayed on it and literally made the wood grow longer. I swear to God.
Is that true?
I swear to Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Well, listen, everybody. On that note, this Jewish fella.
It's a good thing
Happy
Jesus
New
loves
Year.
Everybody.
That's right. Happy New Year. Yeah. He was a huge Jewish himself. So.
He was.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes. Happy and a healthy New Year.
To all our Jewish friends.
To all our Jewish loving friends.
And our love to the 911 people, 911.
Yes. We give you our hearts.
So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity.
Money.
And always ask the angels and the Holy Spirit
for
their help and for their blessings, and thank them for the blessings and miracles in your life every single day.
Absolutely.
And you will see rewards come out of that.
I second that emotion.
I second that emotion. Till next week, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed.
Podcast On. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.